Abigail, and for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria, and this is Why Are You Pressed, the number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics. So get your teacups ready, because tea is hot. Tea is hot, and it's ready to be served. Point blank, period. I don't want to spend a lot of time like seeing a lot of stuff that are unnecessary, because I have a feeling this episode might be long, but I don't want it to be long also. Or before I get into like the tea of this episode, I want to mention that most of the points I got for this episode, I got it from Jobri and Patrick Sissi on YouTube. I had to watch like YouTube videos last night, like get a lot of things to say about this stuff I'm speaking about today. And I'm just like, I'm irritated, to be honest, because when I was young, I was a fan of Drake and Josh. Like, I love Drake and Josh so much. And especially Drake Bell, I'm like, oh my goodness, Drake Bell is so cute, he's so fine. Like, I feel like a lot of young girls are like, when you're like very young, like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, like that very young age, that crushes on like all these Disney, Nickelodeon stars. And finding out it's a pedophile, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what is this? Because the period I found out it was a pedophile was a week after, I think like a week after I watched Rick and Josh, because I had like some seasons on my laptop. I was like, oh, let me just watch it again, because like nostalgia, memories, and all of that. And then it was in that period that Twitter was banned in Nigeria, so I was using like the US VPN. I just checked Twitter, and the first thing that is trending is Drake Bell, and I'm like, oh my goodness, why is it trending? And I'm not saying that he's a pedophile, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I just finished watching Drake and Bell, and I'm going to the internet to find like some stuff about what's going on, reading about it, and I'm really so disgusted, and I'm very, very disgusted. So here is the rise and fall of Drake Bell. So for those who don't know who Drake Bell is, Drake Bell is an actor, singer, and songwriter. All you know about is acting when it leads to Drake and Josh. His singing career is kind of failing, but we'll get into that. So actor, singer, songwriter, is 36 years old. So he began his career as an actor in the early 1990s at the age of 5 and appeared in several commercials as a child. He got married in 2018 and he has a son. But before I get into the whole story of how Drake is a pedophile, I have to start from Drake and Josh, his relationship with Josh Peck, and their whole situation. So Drake and Josh, Drake Bell and Josh Peck, they actually met on Amanda's show, as a show with Amanda Bynes and some other people. And I think someone in the, maybe one of the writers of Drake, of Amanda's show, almost saw that, okay, Drake and Josh should be like a duo. They could have their own like show, like other duos, and make people laugh. And in 2004, boom, Drake and Josh is born. And Drake and Josh was actually like very like funny. And you can just start from 2004, ended in 2007. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh my goodness, when I was 4 years old? Are you serious? I think I started watching Drake and Josh like, I don't know what age, but more than when I was like above 10 or 11, 12 years old. I can't remember. But Drake and Josh is just about two brothers. One is the cool one, one is the uncool one. Drake is the cool one, and Josh is the uncool one. And Josh kind of like adored like Drake, wanted to be like him, because Drake was like kind of like popular with girls, always like getting girls and all of that. And Josh is the fat one, and just like he just made like the fat one and was just the uncool one. And what I need to say is that all this casting, whatever, they need to stop like giving fat people roles for their size. You get like, oh, you're a fat person, you play the role of a fat person. That, oh, you're always getting picked on, you don't have a lot of friends, you never had a lot of girlfriends, you're awkward when it comes to girls, and you are trying to fit in, you try to do various things to fit in, be part of the popular kids. They need to stop that. It's just like, it just feels totally wrong. Who is thinking that that makes sense? They need to just stop giving them roles. They can give them normal roles. It doesn't have to do with their weight. Because even in real life, most of them are feeling that kind of way. that, oh, I'm fat and oh, I want to lose weight, because other people are like, who are not as fat as I am, are getting some things. I'm not able to get it because I'm fat and all of that, and I'm uncool, I'm awkward. They need to stop that. Not all fat people are uncool, awkward, or all these kind of things. They need to just like stop giving like fat people roles because of that. It's just like literally wrong. Because now, if most of them are like not really feeling good about their weight in real life and are having difficulties or negative effects concerning their weight in real life, and in a series of movies, they still have to like go through that again. Like, believe all of that. That's just very wrong, to be honest. That's just really wrong. That's really wrong. I feel like all those like people that have like overweight and all of that, and are into acting, and if like all these people are coming to meet you, come and do this role about you being fat, is what you're going to be. They'll pick on you, they'll bully you, put your head inside toilets, all of that. It's just a decline, it's because it's just wrong. No matter the amount, it's just wrong, to be honest. Literally like wrong. So Josh actually felt that kind of way. Josh felt kind of because of his weight. He wanted to lose weight and all of that. And he didn't want his roles, his future roles, to be about his weight and the stuff I've mentioned. Oh, you play this role of fat person, blah blah blah. So he says to lose weight. If you keep on watching, like as the series progressed, he actually lost weight and all of that. And he looks good. Like, he looks good. I kind of was like saying that, oh, he's losing weight. I'm like, oh my goodness. He looks very, very, very good. So because Josh wasn't like really wasn't comfortable about his weight and wanted to like join the popular kids are going to like parties, that smoking, that taking drugs, that taking alcohol and all of that, he was like, okay, I want to join those people too. And he started like getting like with like addicted to alcohol, he started taking drugs. And a particular time on set, wasn't like Drake and Josh set though, or the particular set and that movie set, it collapsed because he took a lot of drugs and all of that, and just like collapsed. Like, he hadn't like slept for days. I feel like maybe he hasn't slept, like from what I watched on YouTube, I think he hasn't slept like since like Friday night or so, and then he's going to work and all of that, and boom, lack of sleep based on drugs, all of that, just like collapsed on set and all of that. So after Drake and Josh ended, they went their separate ways when it came to like movies and series and all of that, and the roles they were getting. Josh was getting like roles and Drake was getting roles, but the movies was acting in, some of them weren't like really rated, like they weren't really doing very, very well. One like superhero college, they're just like badly rated. And he also went into music. During that period of Drake and Josh, I didn't even know he was into music until the period I found out about his pedophile behavior. And he has a lot of albums that are out, but his music isn't doing well in US. Like, it's born in the US, but his music isn't even doing well there. And I'm like, how come? Like, it's like, he's not like, I don't even know, how come he's not doing well in the US and all of that. I know that obviously if he started music and after Drake and Josh, and people loved him, definitely a lot of people loved him, especially girls, they loved him and all of that. I think the ones who listen to his music and okay, Drake, girl, starting his music career, let me listen to that, all of that, definitely it could have risen. You guess, like, let me take like my series for example now. Obviously Hannah Montana and her song, and now she's like doing very well. Her songs like are doing well and all of that. I love her music. You know that obviously you expect that kind of like grace, that kind of like, let's say grace, that kind of like stuff happening for Drake. You know that, oh, you were like, every girl was like, a lot of girls were like, oh, think like saying, oh, you're fine, you're this, you're that, and you start career. Definitely a lot of girls want to listen to your music because, or they be like you when you were young, and you expect his career to like music career to take off. Well, it wasn't just taking off, and why, I don't even know why. But it took off in Mexico. Sha, he has a lot of fans in Mexico, and how he does, I do not just know how he does at all, because a lot of songs are charting in Mexico. Like, one of his songs was like the number one on one of the charts in Mexico. Like, if you have any like reason why you think his songs never like actually like did well in US or was doing well in Mexico, let me know, to be honest. So right now his name is Drake Campana. Yeah. To be honest, his name is Drake Campana, and Campana is just Bill, is just Bill in Spanish, just Bill in Spanish. Why did he even change his name to Drake Campana, to be honest? Maybe because it was getting a lot, for my own opinion, Sha. If it was just like, oh, I have a lot of fans in Mexico now, and if he changes his name to like, what they call the name, to like Campana and all of that, a lot of people will see him as like this Mexican artist or so, and you get a lot of fans. And that works for him, actually. And like his videos on TikTok, as like, he speaks in English though, but like the translation is in Spanish. So in September 2021, he said he didn't change his name. He didn't change his name and doesn't live in Mexico in the video. Like, he was always just doing videos. I'll get back to that. He was always doing videos because even when like the allegations concerning him about him being a pedophile, he's doing a video. And there's just something wrong about like, there are these like deep allegations against you and this video you're coming to do that. It's like, it's not like normal, like TikTok kind of videos. You know, that's just like something weird. Like, he decided to make a TikTok video about this kind of deep allegation. Like, I don't know. I'm like, so he didn't change his name, but why did he come? He didn't change his name. Actually, I feel like he changed his name in a way. Because, like, one of the videos I was seeing, the person even, like, posted, like a picture of his, like, maybe, like, his passport or ID, like it's even him that posted it on Instagram and all of that, and definitely it was all written in Spanish. So I'm like, where did the Campana come? I feel like he was using that Campana for clout because he's already gotten like a lot of Mexican fans. So definitely he was using that Campana to get a lot of like ratings, a lot of listeners, a lot of people listening to his music because he's not doing well in US. Definitely I've seen that he's doing well in Mexico. I'm getting my fans. Let me clout on that Campana. It worked for him anyway. So in 2014, he filed for bankruptcy. He owes over $581,000. $581,000. That's huge. Did the other type of amount? That's huge. That's all I can say. That's huge. Oh, huge girl. That is huge. And his house got taken away. So, in 2009, he got his first DUI. And DUI just means drinking under influence. You're drunk and you're driving. Just drunk driving. Boom. And you know, a lot of things can happen when you're drunk driving. And bad things, actually. So, in 2009, he got his first DUI. In 2016, his second DUI and he was arrested. Like, stop driving while you're drinking. I mean, stop drunk driving. You get what I'm saying? Stop drunk driving. Like, if you're drunk, don't drive. Just get someone to drive it wherever you're going to, because anything can just happen, to be honest. So, let me go to the Drake and Josh situation, that beef, I would say. Josh got married, but he did not invite Drake. I wish I was on social media, like Twitter during that period. Like, I think I was on Twitter that period, but like, I didn't use Twitter that way. I didn't even use Twitter though. It was just Instagram. Because Twitter just felt like a very difficult, like, app to use. I wish I really, like, I was really deep into Twitter that period, so I will know what, like, seen all this mess. So apparently, Josh got married, and Drake wasn't invited. And Drake had a lot of things to say about it on social media. He was pissed. I have to say, he was pissed. On Twitter, he posted. That was like, he tweeted 18th of June 2017. He tweeted, "True colors have come out today. Message is loud and clear. Ties are officially cut. I will miss you, brother." When you are not invited to the wedding, the message is clear. He was pissed. I am wondering that how you guys did Drake and Josh together. Definitely after the show they'll be closed. Even during filming the show and all that, they will be closed and all of that. Apparently they were not friends. Josh said they were not friends at all. And when I was watching the videos on YouTube, the comments on one page that spoke about this Drake situation, Drake and Josh situation, and Drake's downfall and all of that, comments were just saying that Josh is lying. There are various like evidence shown that Josh is lying about him and Drake not being friends, and this is that definitely they were friends. And even like one of the videos I was watching, the person was even like that, the person was even showing pictures that okay, from this period to this period, this time, there are pictures of you, videos of you, and yes, you are no friends. Understandable about that okay, there are videos like online, there are videos he has posted and pictures of both of them that definitely looks as if they were friends. Well, my own opinion is that there are times that some may think you are friends, but you're not friends with the person. As it best may be thinking, oh, this person is my friend, but I'm not friends with the person, and I haven't told the person we're not friends. Maybe I just see the person as an acquaintance, or not even anything close to acquaintance, not friends at all. If I just like colleagues in workspaces, in workplaces, that's one thing I would say. So the second scenario I have is that maybe, like I said, in Josh's part, they were not friends, but in Drake's part, they were friends. And causing a lot of people like Drake and Josh together, and people are probably expecting them to be lifelong friends. Josh probably is like just keeping the act for people, like, oh, people like us together. Let me show people, let me give people what they want. But deep down, he doesn't consider Drake as a friend. And the wedding came, boom. I'm like, okay, that's my opportunity not to like invite this guy for whatever reasons he has, to be honest. And it's understandable that Drake was pissed, because in Drake's part, he thought we were friends, and so it's understandable that he took it to social media. And in an interview, Josh was saying that Drake did a press talk concerning the situation. I didn't really know about the situation that period it happens. I can't say if Drake did a press talk or not, or Josh said he did a press talk concerning the situation. And if it's true that he did a press talk, definitely it's understandable because it was pissed. And in the 2017 VMAs, Josh told Drake to apologize to his wife because all this whole wedding situation. I think Drake apologized to his wife and all of that. And they made up. Obviously, they had beef for that period, and boom, they made up. And they did YouTube videos together, 2018, 2019. They are doing videos together. Because when I was like searching for this like Drake Bell whole situation story, I just like typed Drake Bell on YouTube, and I'm seeing like Josh's like Instagram. Like 3 years ago, he showed a video of him and Drake. So I feel like I didn't like check his YouTube to see the period the videos of him and Drake ended. But 3 years ago, they were still like doing videos together and all of that. So Josh wanted a reboot of Drake and Josh. It wasn't going to be called Drake and Josh. It was going to be called Josh and Drake. So like Josh is like the main person and not Drake, and Drake is just like at the side boy. Still one place, I'm the center of attention right now. So like the beginning of Drake and Josh, like when Drake and Josh finally met, Josh told Drake, hug me brother. But in Josh and Drake, it's going to be hug yourself fuckhead. Then it's now followed by with Drake performing in Mexico for Drug Cartel's daughter party, and it'll be drugs, drinking, and boom, it will lead to gunfights. And it's going to be about Drake being a failed musician and Josh a successful real estate agency. One part is true, the other part isn't true. Like Drake is a failed musician and Josh isn't like a real estate agent at all. Josh isn't a real estate agent and all of that. So definitely we're just like depicting real life. Drake isn't doing well in his music career. Even though he's doing well in Mexico, you're still doing well in one country. It's good, but at the same time, it's not still that good because we're going to be charting in various countries. For your soul not to be charting the country you're born in. That's an issue somewhere. Then Josh was like, he's thriving whatever he's doing. So Drake is like he's not going to partake in that because that would be like a disrespect to his Mexican fans. And it's understandable. I'll be pissed too, because whatever someone wants to do, whatever career, whatever they want to do, they want to thrive in it, they want to be successful in it. I want people to like love them and see the good in it. And someone is saying that I want to make a show about how my fake career, about my fake career, making jokes about it. I'll be pissed too. I'll be pissed. That's the thing. Definitely, I'll be pissed because obviously he wants to blow, he wants to trend. Definitely, when people knew me from Drake and Josh, and people love me, and my music isn't even going that far, and yet you still want to make jokes about it, I'll be pissed. So Drake was sued by his producer because 5 songs they produced together didn't get into the EP. So Josh said they were not like friends, like I mentioned, and they didn't stay in touch the 10 years they made Drake and Josh. They didn't stay in touch the 10 years they made Drake and Josh. I feel like that's kind of like a negative, kind of, if there's a little bit of truth in it. But at the same time, I feel like they definitely stayed in touch for a while. Maybe things just like went south on Josh's part. Again, because obviously, like I said, Drake was pissed about not being invited to the wedding. So on Josh's part, things just went south for him. I just need to leave Drake in the past and move forward. So they were not staying in touch 10 years of him. That's just situation, and it's truth. I would say there are two sides to the story. Josh is like, we're not friends. Drake is like, we were friends. So in August 2020, Drake was outed by his ex-girlfriend Melissa on TikTok for physical and verbal abuse. They dated from 2006 to 2009. They dated when she was 16 and he was 20. She was a minor, a child, and he was 20, an adult. I don't get why people that old would be dating someone that 20 is not like old, but at the same time, guy was an adult and he's dating a minor, a child. Like, make it make sense. Because it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know how people used to date people that are young, way younger than them. Surely when person is a minor, could make sense. How will you be 20 dating a 16-year-old? That person is a minor. Obviously she may not even have seen anything wrong with it, because she just thought that, okay, probably not anything wrong with her, and it's not that much, and he's obviously a celebrity at that period. Obviously a celebrity, I've been saying celebrity, yay, all of that. It's literally really wrong. If you're a celebrity or not a celebrity, you shouldn't be dating a minor. You shouldn't be, especially if you're an adult. I really am so irritated when someone like is an adult is like having like sexual relations with a minor. I'm like, why are you doing that? Why can't you date someone your age rank, your age mark, or even someone older than you? What are you looking for in a child? You'll be using the child. That could make sense. Why? I don't get it. Very, very disgusting and irritating. You need to just. It's just literally wrong, to be honest. So apparently Melissa was homeschooled and she lived with him. So she said that, like, I feel like after like a year they were dating, that's when things became one kind. Because he started being like physically and verbally abusive to her. He was eating her, throwing things at her. He dragged her down the stairs. He kicked her. He choked her. He slapped her. That kicking, choke, and slaps, she wrote it in her diary and all of that. And she like posted it on TikTok. And some people will be wondering that, why didn't she say all this while? Why didn't she talk about it all this while? Like, you guys dated like since. Like, you guys stopped dating in 2009. It's now 2020, I'm speaking about it. She mentioned that during that period, she thought that all these things were like normal and all of that. That women just have to go through that. Maybe, it's just something that happens normally in relationship, and to go by, to pass by, and all of that. Later, she realized that women don't have to go through that, and that's true. Women don't have to go through all this abuse. That if your partner is abusing you, it's a way for you to go. I'm sure that people will be thinking that this person is even your fault. That this person is beating you. This person is being physically and verbally abusive to you, and you can leave. Why are you not leaving? Let me tell you, some people that there's no way for them to leave. Because just like, if I try to leave, it's going to be worse for me. Or some have tried to leave and that wasn't going well. Just negative effect, to be honest. But if there's a possibility that if I leave, nothing will happen to me. Please just like leave this situation. Well, there are some people that they try to leave that abusive relationship. They still come back because the person will drag them back to that relationship. Like, you can't be saying that it's your fault you're getting abused because you haven't left. It's very difficult to leave this kind of relationship. It's very difficult to it's very difficult. That's all I can say. It's very, very difficult. So during the video, she was talking about that. She just wants to talk about how he has armed children. She was speaking facts there, because his pedophile behavior was shown. It became to light. So she was saying truth there. Like, let me not talk about what he did to the children. So, like, a lot of people reached out to her and they were like supporting her claims that it has happened to me, happened to someone I know. And like, let me tell you guys what we're saying. So, I know this to be true from personal experience. We went to high school together and dated from 2001 to 2005/2006. From the age of 16, about 21. So that means he has all this, like, so he's always dating younger people, he's always dating like minors. Like, thank you for speaking out. I wish I had more receipts. Excuse me. I have some photos. Unfortunately, no voicemails or text receipts, because he broke every phone I had back then. Like you, I have many friends and witnesses. I have many friends and witnesses to attest what it puts me through. To be honest, I believe these girls. I believe them. People are saying that those people that reached out to Melissa, they're doing it for clout. I don't think they're doing it for clout. What would they gain from it? I like that people that actually like about this stuff. But even if, like, there are a lot of people that have lied about, like, people abusing them for clout, even if when someone comes out and said they were abused, whatever form of abuse, the first thing that will come to my mind is to support the person, is to believe the person. My mind is not going straight to always let me be lying. Nah, that's not it. I don't even look at maybe the person is lying. I support the person immediately. I believe the person. Like, believe the victim first. That's what I do. Because I don't know what do they gain from that. I believe them, to be honest. And the time frames, like, I look at the time frame, like Melissa and Drake dated from 6 to 2009, and the other person was at that same, almost close to the same frame, and the age too. Melissa was 16, Drake was 20, and the person that sent the message was 16, and Drake was like around 20, 21. Things are just adding up. That I believe them, to be honest. I believe them. And Drake denied the allegation that it's a lie. He said that it wasn't physically abusive, but it was verbally abusive. So he just tries to say that verbal abuse is even much better than physical abuse. That's what he's saying, that verbal abuse better than physical abuse. That's all that happens, like, in most relationships and all of that. Like, he denied it, but said it was verbally abusive, like other couples. I don't know, he's trying to make it look like verbal abuse is a normal thing. Verbal abuse is wrong. If someone is verbally abusive in your relationship, always doing all these like backhand comments, always saying all these side comments to you and all of that, is taunting you. You shouldn't like speak up for yourself. Speak up. That's the thing. You need to speak up. A lot of people will be afraid to speak up. If I speak up now, what will happen? I understand the fear, but you need to stand your ground and speak up. To be honest, like, verbal abuse is not good. There's no better one. There's no, like, verbal abuse is better. There's no better one at all. It's the, I don't know, verbal abuse is not good at all. Verbal abuse is not good at all. It's not. Don't let anyone make you look and see that, you should be just talking, you should be just calling an idiot, opono, see your head, see what you are wearing, does not fit, you see how fat you are. That is not good at all. All it was is not throwing punches at you, eating your head on the wall, on the door, on glass. That doesn't mean that he's doing you a favor. No. God irritates me, to be honest. It literally irritates me. So, two other people said they had sex with their friends when they were 15 and he was 20. Like, the time frame just keep on adding up. And I believe that, because they keep on saying the same time, same this. He was 20, he was like 21, I was 15, I was 16. I believe them. Like, I don't get why people don't believe them and think that he's even for clout. Like, clout for what? And everything was also in 2006, and that was the same period it was dating Melissa. Before, like, I go into the victim speaking about Drake assaulting her, something like when I was like doing like this research concerning this like Drake Bell's downfall, I realized that I don't think that Drake's career would have been like taken off any instant, to be honest. As of people that they just get fame, but after a while the fame just dies down. Like that's just how it's meant to be. I feel like that's just the same for him, to be honest, because he hasn't really done anything. Like maybe I feel like when I was watching the video, one video, I think the person mentioned like a particular like thing he did that kind of like was huge. But minus that, he hasn't really like blown that way. Like you know, like I mentioned, like Old Boy was loved by girls and all of that, and people really like them, Drake and Josh. Obviously, we expect his career to take off and his music to take off to like obviously like oh Drake Bell started his music career. Let me listen to his song. Like I feel like that wasn't just meant to be for him, to be honest. Like but looking at how things are, like even before like all this stuff were like said about him, that definitely his career should have taken off to an extent that okay, you believe at a particular point, but because now that they're seeing now that the allegations about him against him, okay, it's understandable that his career has died down. But even before all these allegations came forward, his career was still like on top. That means I feel like it wasn't just meant for him, to be honest, because it wasn't just at all. It wasn't just, and I feel like that time I'm like, oh my goodness, Drake is so fine. Looking at him, I'm like, nah, he's not fine at all. He isn't fine in my eye anymore. He isn't. So this I got it online from the Hollywood Reporter. In July 2021, Bell was sentenced to 2 years probation on child endangerment charges and 200 hours of community service for his conduct with a young fan whom he met online and then in person that spanned years. Authorities previously stated that in October 2018, the victim, who was 19 at the time of Bell's 2021 sentencing, contacted Toronto police, who forwarded their findings to Cleveland police, which prompted an investigation. According to the victim, the former Drake and Josh star began contact with her via online chat when she was 12, with those communications escalating to exchanges that were blatantly sexual. By the time she was 15, the young woman, who called Bell a pedophile, as she should, during his July hearing in Cleveland, said that the two had exchanged explicit photos and on several occasions, including at a concert venue in Cleveland and the hotel, engaged in sexual conduct. In his video, Bell stated, "No, that he's always doing video. I don't get. You know, like I suppose they call it the kind of TikTok kind of videos that he's always doing. And what he's saying could make sense." In his video, Bell stated that I'm not perfect and I make mistakes, and called his behavior reckless and irresponsible. That is not a mistake. Are you calling you being a pedophile a mistake? It's an act. It's premeditated. It's like when someone wants to kill someone now. At times, you know that there's like doing self-defense, like, okay, or defending myself and I killed someone. And there's one that is premeditated. You've already thought about it. You've run through the scenarios. You've already planned the action, how everything will take place, and you kill the person. And the same thing with this one too. When you sexually assault someone, it's not a mistake. When you're a pedophile, you're doing various types of sexual assault, it's not a mistake. It is premeditated. You've thought about it. You are a very disgusting person. You're a nasty person. That's why you're doing such. Which one is a mistake? I made a mistake. That is not a mistake. It's like you do something wrong, and it's like, it's like you do something wrong now, and you say that it's the devil's handwork. Why are you bringing the devil into this? It is you that did this. He said it's the devil that made you to do it. Okay, and the devil. It was not a mistake. Why is he calling it a mistake? And call this behavior reckless and irresponsible. Definitely, it is reckless and irresponsible. That's what you got right. But it's been a mistake. That wasn't a mistake, Drake. Campana, it wasn't a mistake. But he stated that he maintained communication with the victim over a sustained period of time, or that he knew who she was during impressive encounters. I responded to a fan whose age I didn't know. When I became aware of their age, all conversation and communication stopped. He said, this individual continues to come to shows and pay for meet and greets. And although I was unaware at this same person I was communicating with online, that's what I pled guilty to. Bell initially pleaded not guilty to the charges, but ultimately reached a plea deal with prosecutors. He was convicted in June of felony attempted child endangerment with a misdemeanor charge of disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. The attempted endangerment charge is related to the consent where Kuya Oga, I don't know the pronunciation, County Prosecutor's Office spokesperson Tyler Sinclair stated Bell violated his duty of care and created a risk of harm to the victim. Disseminating matter charge was related to the inappropriate social media messages, according to Sinclair. In his video, Bell also addressed that misdemeanor charge and text messages that were used as evidence in his case, denying that explicit images were exchanged and that anything physical had occurred between him and the victim. I want to make clear that there were no sexual images, nothing physical between me and this individual, he said. I was not charged with anything physical. I was not charged with the disseminating of photographs or images or anything like that. That this is strictly over text messages. When I was presented with a plea deal because of the messages, I felt that it was the best way to get this over quickly and for everybody involved to be able to move on and for me to get back to what I do to and for me to get back to doing what I love. So everyone should move on. So the girl too should move on from it. That maybe just text messages is not that deep. That's what he's trying to say. How would the girl move on from that? Could make sense. Bell ended his message by thanking fans for doing their own research and sticking by him. I want to say thank you to everyone who saw through the light and did their research and looked at my case and saw for what it was instead of through all this media confusion. Something's wrong with him. He said, don't believe the media right off the bat. It's a lot of clickbait. Do your own research and come to conclusions. Why are we the ones doing the research? Are we doing the research on the behalf of the case? Why is it the police will do that job? It will go to court. The court people will do their job. I feel like the girl said the truth. She said all what had to be said. She said her truth. I feel like I believe her. So she said that this girl is lying. She needs to forget about it. Let us move on. I just accepted the plea deal so that everyone will just move on from it. So he's expecting the girl to move on from it. Why would she just move on from it like that? So you get back to making his music. He will get back to making his music, to be honest. Like, he has 4.4 million followers on Instagram. And I'm wondering why. People are still following that guy. People are still following him. Why? And, like, that period, like, last year when I saw about his pedophile stuff behavior, and I read about, and I checked his Instagram, people are in the comments saying, and maybe we love you, this is that. And I'm like, hey, in this sense, nothing is running in their head. They have rocks for brains. Because, all these things going on about someone, and you're still telling the person you're loving. Both of them, they don't have sense. They don't have sense together. So nothing is inside their head. Because I wonder, people are not even unfollow them. At least his followers count should even drop. You should have like, you shouldn't have followers at all, sir. Or you should even ban him from Instagram, sir. The girl, even that is even irritating me the most, like the girl should move on from it. Indirectly, seeing that everyone should just move on from me, so I'll get back to doing what I love. That means the girl should move on from it. Just forget about it. It's not, should be just text messages. It's not just text messages. The text messages prove that he did it. Prove that he has thought about doing it. He has done it. He did it. God damn it. I'm not perfect. So because no one is perfect, but this is not a mistake, it's not something that should be called a mistake. I'm not perfect. It's not something that should be called a mistake because it's not a mistake. Sexual assault shouldn't be called a mistake. He said that he did not do it. Guy, I know you did it. I believe the girl that he did it. Like the girl is young. Why would she come and lie about that? What does she gain from that? I believe her. It's not me telling you that the claims are false, Yeah, say the claims are false. You see that you're saying that what you saying that one party text, you saying the claims are false. Let me tell you, if there were no text messages involved and the girl just said that everything happened, she said everything that happened, you will say it is false. You will still keep on saying that, you won't say that it's not false, so you will say it is false. But because there are text messages involved already, that's why it's not, I'm not saying it is false. Deep down we think, deep down we still believe it. He knows it's true. He just lying that it's not true. It's not me telling you that the claims are false, but the state of Ohio has proven claims to be false, he alleged. If these claims were remotely true, my situation would be different. I will not be here at all with my wife and son. Okay. You don't have enough evidence. I thought the girl is the evidence already. The girl has said it. Why don't they believe her? Green is sentencing hearing in July. Cuyahoga County Judge Timothy McCormick stated that he had heard a lot of serious and disturbing allegations, but added he can't lose focus on what was pled to. The Associated Press reported, "The fact of the matter is, your position and celebrity status let you nurture this relationship." It's true. Because the girl was a huge fan of him. So God, like, oh, I'm such a huge fan of this guy. You like just took advantage of the situation. Like, oh, she's my fan and all of that. Let me just get into it. And that's just very stupid of him. We were able to gain access to this child. In July, Ben was sentenced to 2 years probation on child endangerment charges. Following his child endangerment conviction and his sentencing to 2 years probation, former Nickelodeon star Drake Bell is speaking out about his case. In a video message posted to the 35-year-old musician actor's Instagram, Bell clarified two claims that have swirled around him over the last year before addressing his guilty plea. Bell said he hasn't changed his last name despite an update to his social media handles and that he didn't move to Mexico or become a resident or citizen of that country despite rumors he had. He then pivoted to his case, which he described as, "I haven't moved very quickly for you, but for me, it's been a 3-year thorough investigation into every false claim that has been made." I don't think it's a false claim, but you should just keep on continuing like that, but I don't think it's a false claim. False claim, okay. I don't think it's a false claim. And there are some things I noted down, and I was like watching like videos from YouTube that I don't think those judge, the court people really took into claim. Because the girl said that from when she was like 12 to 15 years old, her aunt took her to meet him. So it's her aunt that introduced her to Drake, because she knew that, oh, she's a huge fan of Drake. So her aunt knew Drake, so her aunt that introduced her to Drake. I'm like, the girl is young, why are you like introducing her to him? But at the same time, oh, because she's like, okay, I know this person, you know, and you're really like a fan of the person. Let me show you to meet the person. Understandable. Then, when she was 14, Drake told her she's not little anymore. She's a woman. That is a red flag, red flag, red flag. But because she was 14, obviously she would believe his words. And obviously, oh, Drake girl just said that I'm more illicit, man. I'm just a woman. She would like eat it up, because to her, it's just like a compliment. She wasn't saying anything wrong in it. Like, something is wrong in it. If you are a minor and someone older than you, an adult, is telling you you're not little anymore, you know, you're very beautiful, you're hot, you're a woman, run away from that person. Go and report that person, because that person has evil plans, bad plans for you, baby girl. When she was 15, he told her she's hot. Something like, if you're saying all those kind of things to someone, You need to be locked in jail and never released. Locked in jail and never released. So summer of 2017, she told him through a text message she'll be coming to his concert the following month. He claims that they were speaking just like, maybe like Instagram DMs or so. I don't know how they were even speaking. Did she add his number or was Instagram DMs? Which one? So she told him that she was coming to his concert the following month of summer 2017. So I think he was like told her that he was happy to see her when she comes and all of that. And through text message again, he asked how old she is, and she told him she's 15. So he sexually assaulted her in a hotel room. in 2017 in the Cleveland concert. And October 2017, that he penetrated her in the back seat when her aunt was driving him to his friend's house middle of the night. Why are they not looking at the aunt? Why are they not looking at that aunt of a person? Because I feel like she knew about all this that is going on, but she's just keeping short. Probably she knew about all these ordeals and all of that. First, she introduced her to him. Understandable, because their fans and everything. Oh, that's my fan. Understandable. But she kept on taking her to him. I feel like she knew something. She knew what was going on, because the aunt was driving Drake to his friend's house, and the back seat is yet penetrating the minor. They need to look at that aunt again. Maybe open the case back up if it's closed. Open it back up and look at that aunt. Investigate her, because things are not adding up. Because I don't think she's lying. I don't think the girl is lying at all. Because they need to look at that aunt well. They need to look at her, investigate her well. And what Drake is saying is that it couldn't be proven in court. Drake says that all this, the allegations against him from the girl, can't be proven in court. He did not get arrested, he did not go to jail, and the Ohio court had no evidence, so they released him. I feel like even if people will come and say there's no evidence, but the victim has already spoken, is the victim not the evidence? Why not here? People do lie about situations like that. I feel like they need to do hardcore investigation, but I believe the girl. I just believe her, because all these things, what does she get from it? Like, she claims she's a fan of, she says she's a fan of the guy, so why would she even lie about the situation? I don't get, because she's even his fan again, so why would she want to even lie about the situation as far as fan? But it's just really irritating, to be honest. Really irritating. And it's only something I saw on internet concerning the situation. One blog posted something. I feel like it was just wrong information. The blog was just saying, oh my goodness, I don't have it here. But the blog was this Kemi Filani blog. I was talking about how Drake, this is that. It did not, like, was talking about his early life, his career. And the blog also mentioned about how he had like few like issues with law, but he hasn't had any major issue. And it was posted August 8, 2022. I find the best thing is to bring it down, because just wrong information. Update it August 8, 2022. I'm like, you don't know what's going on, like, you don't know your research or what, or where the person gets the information from. Like, as a blogger, I should be having the correct details, correct information, posting correct things, but they're just giving people the wrong information. People not be thinking that he hasn't done anything major. When he has done something major, he sexually assaulted someone. But anyway, it's something I wanted to say. Like, I feel like he's married and all of that. For me though, if my husband is in all this sexual assault case, they're saying he's a sexual assaulter, I will leave the guy. That's for me, oh. I will leave the guy. The guy is saying he's not doing it, he's not doing it. Because me, I always believe the victim first. That's me. I'll believe the victim first. If it's like, I know it. I don't think I'll believe you said not do it though, because I'm like, it's always come to that. Someone being is a rapist, a sexual assaulter. It's not written on the forehead. They will not write it. Put chalk. Mark can write it that I am a sexual assaulter. I sexually assaulted someone. They will not write it on the forehead. See, forehead. You don't know. So I actually believe the girl, to be honest. I do believe the babe. I believe her very well. I believe her. That's basically it. I feel like I was speaking a lot. Too fast. Sorry about that. I just speak a lot fast at times. Sorry about that. So, I don't think I have any other thing to say. I've said everything I need to say about this JPL situation. He's a very nasty pedophile, and I wish he stayed in jail for a very, very, very long time. That's 2 years and two. Is it 2 years of probation? Should I give him one short skinny sentence or short thing like that? And I'm like, nah, it should be longer. Why isn't it longer? Well, anyway, we've come to the end of the episode, and I hope you guys literally like enjoyed it, and forgive me for the speaking too fast parts. And if you liked it, if you're watching the video, like, share, comment, subscribe. I'll also know your thoughts about this episode. And follow this follow the page on Instagram. Follow the podcast on Instagram at @whatareyoupress_. And then you can send a voice message by clicking on the link in the bio and send a voice message. And if you can't send a voice message, you're having difficulty sending a voice message, things aren't just going through, don't give up. Send a DM on Instagram, share with people that you know that would definitely love it. Get people to see this podcast. So I move on to For the Press playlist. And this song today is Daylight by Harry Styles. Daylight. I think I just even mentioned two songs because I actually like added a list of like songs I was going to like recommend and all of that, but I did not check my phone before recording. But Daylight, so the second one is Love Myself by Olivia O'Brien. I love her song so much. I need to love myself. I need to love myself before I love anyone else. God, I love the song. So Daylight by Harry Styles and Love Myself by Olivia O'Brien. So see you guys next week, Wednesday and Friday, for the YouTube video. Adios.